May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Traditionally, there are two occasions a year which the church celebrates with some special dedication and celebration: Christmas and Easter. They are still public holidays in many post-Christian societies because, well, they were so important during the time of Christendom. Over time, many more traditions became attached to Christmas and Easter celebrations, but the reason for the season often was still sort of known. In New Zealand, Christmas Day, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday still have a special status. It is just on those days, along with the morning of Anzac Day, that most shops have to be closed. Any employee can refuse to work on those days without needing to give a reason. It seems that these are the last traces of a conscience that no matter what, people should have the time to attend church. Of course, today other justifications are given which sound more convincing in these secular times, like we should allow everyone to spend time with their family at least a few times a year, or we should allow everyone to have some time off work. Well, those who would want to have shops open all year round and fight against these restrictions often say that some old religious sentiments are at the heart of those laws, and I think they are right. These restricted shop trading hours are really based on Christian celebrations, on a focus away from the commercial towards the spiritual. While other traditions have been layered on top of the celebrations of the church has long emphasized that it's not just called to believe, but also to celebrate the fundamental aspects of our faith. So, what's so important about Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter? And could we, maybe from a church perspective, do away with one or two of these celebrations? Well, Christmas, of course, is the celebration of God becoming human, the incarnation of Jesus. In the church, there's an ancient creed called the Athanasian Creed, and it puts it in this way, somewhat complex. We believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born into the world. Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who, although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. Well, all that sounds a bit complex, doesn't it? But maybe we could say it a bit simpler with our reading from Isaiah. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. He will be called Mighty God, Prince of Peace. So clearly the mystery of the incarnation of Jesus being fully human and fully God, that is so essential to the Christian faith that we probably have to keep it. It's also such a beautiful festival that no one would really want to miss out on it, would they? So let's keep Christmas and maybe do away with Good Friday and Easter. But if God did not die for our sins, did not reconcile us to God, and was not raised again to defeat evil and death and be vindicated, then what would Jesus, both man and God, have to do with us? Well, plenty of people have advocated for understanding Jesus in this way. For then Jesus would have brought wisdom from above if he would, was just man. Jesus would have given us a way of life to follow, inspired way of doing good in this world. If we didn't have to think about Good Friday, then we wouldn't have to think about his gruesome death and the strange claim of the resurrection. And it might make Jesus a little bit more comfortable. We might feel more relaxed adapting Jesus' wisdom to our own particular lifestyle. But Jesus is not just another piece of wisdom, of divine goodwill, but rather the salvation of the world. Only if the incarnation is followed by the crucifixion and resurrection is Jesus the one who saves us. Good Friday is about the death of Jesus on the cross, when Jesus gave his own life to reconcile ourselves to God by taking our sin on himself. For sin separates us from God. Through the death of Jesus, God takes sin seriously, but takes the consequences of that sin on himself. Therefore, we can experience forgiveness of sins and a new life with God. This is vindicated through the resurrection, which is celebrated on Easter. On the cross, Jesus also confronted the powers of evil and death. The suffering that humans unjustly have inflicted on others through so much of human history was also inflicted on Jesus. And yet, through the resurrection, it is clear that the powers of death and oppression do not have the last word. So, Good Friday and Easter clearly go together. But then, having thought about all this importance of Good Friday and Easter, do we really need Christmas? Is it really essential for the message of forgiveness and new life? Do we need a story about a little baby and angels and all that? Well, yes, also from the crucifixion it's necessary, because without the incarnation, the crucifixion and even the resurrection would not concern us very much. If Jesus was just some man who died on a cross outside Jerusalem, he would have been one of the thousands of good men and revolutionaries that were executed by empires across the ages. Even if we grant the miraculous resurrection, it might only mean a temporary defeat of evil powers, but it would not be about the reconciliation between humans and God. The love of God would then not have been shown to us in this, that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And if Jesus was just God on this earth, but not fully human, just appearing in human form, then his death and resurrection really had not much to do with us. Yes, God's concern for us would still have been shown, but it would not be the reconciliation between humanity and God, not the human confrontation with evil and death, not the obedience to God's will even in the face of death, through which Jesus was the human being we were meant to be but could never fully be. So the events of Good Friday and Easter depend in their true significance on Christmas. So that's why the church is celebrating Christmas, Good Friday and Easter, those 3 days. Because these 3 days remind us of what God has done for us. Of course, there are a few other days of remembrance in the church calendar when we are reminded about God's interaction with humanity and our need for God. For example, in the church we celebrate Pentecost. When we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit, we remember Trinity Sunday. When we celebrate the mystery of the God in three and three in one, we have a time of Advent before Christmas, when we look forward to the redemption of the world. And then it's customary to have at least somewhere some harvest festival when we give thanks for this good earth and God's provision. The church has regularly celebrated these, though they are possibly not at the very heart of the story of salvation like Christmas, Good Friday and Easter. Now, the church maybe should be more aware also of the festivals of the Old Testament in some shape or form, like Passover or the Day of Atonement, but I think that's for another sermon. So on this day, let us remember that through the celebrations of Christmas, Good Friday and Easter, the important events in God's salvation through Jesus are celebrated: the incarnation, the death on the cross, and the resurrection. Through Jesus, God offers salvation to all of us and a new life of purpose. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Amen.